I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. As you're planting your spring flowers for the year, how about giving consideration to something you may not have thought about in the past? Plant yourself a butterfly garden. I'll tell you more about that coming up in a moment. A lot of us may have never heard of butterfly gardening, but it's a fairly common practice, which is becoming more and more popular. Sue Alcott's wildlife diversity biologist at the West Virginia DNR, and says it's pretty much self-explanatory. You plant flowers that'll attract butterflies.
People have been gardening, you know, for eons, and probably starting in the Victoria area, even before, people would plant flowers for their own, you know, pleasure and everything around their houses or dwellings. Butterfly gardening started to come into vogue probably, in the 60s or 70s, 80s maybe, when people started realizing that certain flowers are more attractive to butterflies than others, and they started planting those in order to attract butterflies, because people like to see butterflies. They're beautiful and pretty.
Now, to do this, she says you really have to rethink your planting choices.
Generally, species that are more native to West Virginia or wherever you're living, some of them, usually they're larger, so the butterflies have a place to sit when they come into nectar. Things like purple coneflower, like the yarrows perhaps, milkweeds certainly are very good.
There are some nursery-produced plants that are butterfly-friendly, like marigolds, but Olcott cautions a lot of the genetic engineering that has given us more robust flowers has also sacrificed their value to the butterfly.
Often, flowers that have been changed by, you know, breeders and horticulturalists, like you get chrysanthemums with double and triple and quadruple petals, often those extra petals are produced at the it sacrifices nectar for those petals, and so they may be big and showy, but they don't necessarily provide nectar for butterflies.
Now, a lot of the best species are actually what we would consider weeds, but that's okay. Set aside part of your yard just for that.
So leaving like a corner of your yard a little weedy and allowing these things to grow up and be eaten by things actually will provide more habitat for butterflies.
Hey, consider this. You're helping the butterflies, and it's one less part of the yard you've got to mow. That's a win-win. Find out more about butterfly gardening at the DNR website, wvdnr.gov. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.